Kerry Adams, and you're listening to Kerry's Connoisseurs, coming to you from Solid Gold Podcasts. Here we talk to the movers and shakers, the drinkers, the dreamers, and all the people who make it happen in the liquor and luxury industries from around the world. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to another Kerry's Connoisseurs podcast. Today I'm chatting to Jane Barlow. She's the general manager of a newish hotel called Walker's Beach in Plettenberg Bay, which really has to be the Monte Carlo of South Africa. It's one of my favorite places. I had a home there for many, many years. And I'm so jealous. I'm sitting looking at you, Jane, and the sea in the background. It's the most perfect day. Thank you for joining me. Hi.
Hi, Kerry. It's great to see you.
So you have to take the prize for the best office on planet Earth. Is that
Absolutely.
Where you work from?
Well, yes, I'm here in and out all day, but my office is up at the back. But this is where I spend a lot of my time. Yeah.
I would absolutely refuse to have my desk anywhere other than right where you are, except that you've got your back to the view that we're all looking at. It's gorgeous. Plettenberg Bay is a beautiful place. Tell me about Walker's Beach.
So Walker's Beach is owned and run, well, owned by Howard and Ingrid Walker. Howard and Ingrid used to own Dahlstrom. Walkersons.
It must be stage fright, Jane. We'll give you some leeway.
It is. And this property's been in the family for many, many years. And Howard bought it from Ingrid's cousin in 2020 and decided that it was such a magnificent space that he had to make the best he could of the views. And he and his architect, Wessel van Dyk, have built this amazing property. And everybody is absolutely blown away when they arrive.
When did it open? Because it's relatively new, isn't it?
It is new. We opened in September 23, 1st of September 23. That was our official opening.
And tell us what makes Walker's Beach. How many rooms? How many suites? What do we get when we get there?
Okay, so we have 11 rooms, although only 8 of them are available on inventory at the moment. That's got to do with some licenses we're still waiting for. We have a main dining room lounge area, which is kind of where that's sort of in front of me. You can't see it right now, but this is basically where our guests spend a lot of their time. Breakfast is here, dinner, drinks, anything happens all on the deck. It's actually 4 levels. You don't realize how many levels there are. When you come in at the back, it's very inconspicuous. Sorry, when you come in at the front, it's the back from where I'm facing. And there's 1 level above and there's 3 levels, 2 levels below you. So the rooms are spread out. There's 2 or 3 on each floor, which makes it quite personal as well. You know, you haven't got the long corridor full of hundreds of rooms.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few rooms that have got, they're set next to each other and they've got an outside lobby and there's a door that can be closed. So if you book 2 of those rooms together, you can actually close the door and you've got your own beautiful little lounge space, you know?
Yes, yes. It looks absolutely gorgeous. Are you fully booked all the time?
We are pretty full. Our occupancies have been amazing, actually, in such a short period of time that we've been open. Winter's always quiet. We've got amazing winter specials on. But we are pretty full from the end of September through beginning of April. But there's still space available, the odd one here and there.
And what is it, just 3 million rand a night per person, or what is it?
No, it depends on the time of year, which room you take. At this time of year, our entry-level room is the garden suite. So it's the only one without a view. That is about 3,000 rand a night for 2 people, bed and breakfast.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And
that's
even
for
if you don't
rent in Plettenberg Bay.
Yeah, it is. You can come out here onto the deck and sit in the lounge and you can hear and see the sea. I saw dolphins just now. We saw whales yesterday. It's fabulous. Listen, we go up to, our signature suite is probably in the region of about, low season it's 8,000 and, high season it's pretty, quite a lot more than that. I think we go up to about 12.
And I assume that's the the guy right on the top, sort of the penthouse type.
Well,
place.
You see, he's not on the top. He's actually just one floor above me. But it's 90 square meters of prime beach frontage. It's the best room in place, I promise you. It really is.
Really?
And I may sound arrogant. I don't think
you're arrogant. I know exactly where you are. As I said, we had a holiday home very fortunately for many, many years in Plett. And a few years ago, I sold mine. And now I've got seller's remorse, you know. I sold it thinking.
You have, Gary.
Well, I do. I thought to myself, I just never got down there because I live alone. Jonathan, my son, used to go down quite regularly with his mates and stuff. But I thought, if I want to go to Plett, I can just rent a place, or I can phone one of my mates, or I can do it. Yeah. And I really do have ghastly seller's remorse. But anyway, so be it. I can always buy another one, I suppose.
Well, one of the best things about here too is that you literally walk down to, we're 20 meters off the beach front, and it's a private pathway. You come out between the NSRI and Moby's, basically.
And, I can and see that exactly is, where you are. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
prime spot on Central Beach. It's just the best.
It is.
So, so I'm actually, we'll speak about it in a minute. I'm actually coming down to visit you in a little bit and we'll talk about that. But let's talk about Jane. Jane, you're Zimbabwean. Now you're in Plettenberg Bay. You've got a life, you're living the life of Riley.
I really am. Hey, I'm so blessed. Yeah. Yeah. You know, everybody knows what happened in Zim. But I had an amazing upbringing, always been involved in hospitality, a lot of bush life, a lot of lodge exposure, a lot of international exposure with tourists being in Vic Falls. Obviously things went south in Zim. I had an opportunity in Dubai, which I took. I was there for nearly 5 years. And then came back to the garden route. I was very lucky to be able to come back to the garden route after a short stay in Addo, which I thought I'd died and gone to heaven after being in Dubai for 5 years. I mean, I had elephants walking past the front.
And for me, the Addo Elephant Park is so dry that I would have felt like I needed to be permanently in an oil bath. But I suppose after Dubai, was perfectly tropical.
Yes. But I did find I missed the trees, you know, the trees of home, the low-felt trees sort of landscape.
Yes.
But hey, the garden route is incredible. My daughter lives in New Zealand and she's trying to get me to go and live with her. I'm going, Dale, you don't understand where I live. I live in Eden.
I've always said that Plettenberg Bay, honestly, is it's one of the few north-facing bays on the Cape Coast, which makes its weather just so much nicer than most of the other coastal towns. And I
it
don't
really
know,
does. When the bad weather comes in, it doesn't hang around for long, hey? We'll have a day, maybe two. We're good.
No.
I mean, yesterday was pouring with rain, and look at the day today. It's gorgeous.
I know, and the wind doesn't blow too badly, and it doesn't get too rainy. It's perfect. I'll never forget one day I flew into Plettenberg Bay. I was going down, I think for my partner's mother's funeral. It was a horrible sort of a thing that I was going down there for because his folks stayed there. And I was one of about three or four people on that little jet that we used to go down on. What was it called? It was a fabulous thing. And we used to land in Plett at the time. It was very, very handy and convenient.
Yeah.
And so there were only about three of us on the plane, and it was a day like today that you're having. It was just perfect and blue and diamond clear. It was just gorgeous. And he said, well, we've got such a lovely day, I'll just sort of bank around the
Roberg Peninsula
Bay. I'll just go around the bay and show you. And it was the same sort of time of year, and the whales were floating about in Formosa Bay. It was just, I looked at it and all the beautiful homes. In those days there weren't that many. I mean, Plett's got quite a bit bigger now. But I looked at that site and I thought it must be one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. It is such a magnificent place. And we banked around. There were, I think, three or four southern right whales swimming around in the bay with their babies. The sun was out. The sky was clear. It's just magnificent. I've got somebody who is desperately trying to phone me and I can't get rid of it. Sorry about that, Jason. You're going to have to fix me. I know, this phone goes 24/7. So, yes, anybody who hasn't been to Plett needs to go. You absolutely need to go.
Well,
if they can get themselves a room at your place for under 5,000 rand a night, they're doing incredibly well. And you just tumble out this. Yeah, you just tumble out and roll onto the beach, and you've got that beautiful, gentle, and the sea's not that cold like it is in Cape Town. It's
you
heavy.
Know,
it's paradise.
It's been about 18 degrees on the weekend. It was 18 degrees, this water.
Well, listen, you can still stick that up your jumper. I'm not getting my body into an 18-degree sea. I can tell you that much. But but in the summertime, it goes up and it's hot and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
It's so pretty. So pretty but to look at. So, Jane, sorry, I'm interrupting
you.
We have time lag on this thing. It's bad.
Just going back to your beautiful views of the whales in the bay and things, I had guests stay with us now. They just left this morning. And they were sitting at this table having breakfast. And this pod of dolphins came past. She burst
every day
into
they come.
Yeah, but she was so moved. She just thought it was the most amazing, most beautiful thing. And then there was a bait ball, and the fish were jumping, and the seagulls were diving, and the dolphins were flipping in and out. It was incredible.
It's magical. It is a magical place. So now, if my listeners come and stay at Walker's Beach with you, what sort of on the menu? Do you give them breakfast? In that thing? Is it bed and breakfast, or do they buy everything that they put in their mouth separately?
No. So we have a bed and breakfast rate. Our breakfast includes a buffet, a cold buffet, and then we have a hot menu to choose from also. And then this particular weekend that we're talking about, it includes your whiskey tasting with a snack board on the Friday, and then on the Saturday night, I think it's a four-course meal with the wine tasting to be paired. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what we needed to tell everybody. Aside from sort of wanting to show everybody and brag about this gorgeous little spot that we can lay claim to in Plettenberg Bay as being ours in South African, everybody around the world should know about Walker's Beach. I know exactly where you are. I can't wait. I think it's the 14th of August, is it? I've got my diary looks like Hiroshima.
It's the 15th and 16th, I think. It's the Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday of August. So I'm going to go down to Plett. I'm going to stay with Jane. And she's going to do all the food. I'm going to do all the wine. And we're going to do a whiskey tasting and a wine tasting, which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to be spoilt in the beautiful, luxurious surroundings of Walker's Beach.
And if the weather does happen to be bad, we've got fireplace inside, cozy lounge. It's not a train smash. It'll still be lovely.
I could think of worse things to do on a rainy Friday evening than sit in front of a fireplace at Walker's Beach with some gorgeous single malt whiskey. I mean, who wants more than that?
Yeah, there we go. I had two guests the other night who it was raining, and they said, oh, what are we going to do? I said, stay in bed with a bottle of champagne and watch the video.
Absolutely. Why ever not? I mean, for goodness sake. Okay, well, that's gorgeous, Jane. I look forward. I'll put something up. I don't know. All these children that help me in this place, they're fabulous. They do all the press, all the buttons. They make the music. They make the pictures. They make the links. So it'll all be there. And anybody who's watching, we'll pop this up as soon as we possibly can. And
amazing.
If I may, can I put your telephone number as the contact person for booking?
Can you put it as a WhatsApp? A WhatsApp contact, not a call. I can't always answer. So
okay,
WhatsApp's
well, they can send WhatsApp. Yeah, perfect. Okay,
yeah.
We'll make a plan. We'll do something to make a plan. I think it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend.
Not
millions of people can come because I don't think there's all that much space, and it's just a very special, private, lovely thing that we're going to do. So
yes.
I look forward.
We're very excited.
Day.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm excited to come. I haven't been to Plett for a few years, so that'll be nice. And we'll put everything up. I'll be in touch with you. And thank you so much for taking time to chat to us and sharing your beautiful space with us.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me, and we look forward to it.
Cheers. Bye.